Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson. Here's a roundup of some of the most notable Broadway news from March 20th through the 25th. Breaking news from this morning, the West End transfer of Sunset Boulevard, starring Nicole Scherzinger, Tom Francis, Grace Hodgett Young, and David Thaxton, has found its Broadway venue and announced its dates. Previews begin September 28th at the St. James Theater before an October 20th opening night. An exclusive ticket presale begins on April 2nd. You can sign up now at sunsetboulevardbroadway.com. A cast album featuring all four leads was recorded live at its former UK venue, the Savoy Theater, and will also be released in October. It will be available for pre-order globally on April 10th. This Sunset Boulevard, now nominated for 11 Olivier Awards, including Best Musical Revival, is a radical, stripped-down reimagining of the 1993 Andrew Lloyd Webber classic. Per the New York Times, two songs have been cut, There Is No Grand Staircase or Turban, and Scherzinger doesn't even wear shoes. The minimalist British theater maker Jamie Lloyd directs. Sunset Boulevard will be an open-ended run in New York. Also, according to the New York Times, Scherzinger, who will be making her long-awaited Broadway debut, has committed to 9 months playing the faded movie star Norma Desmond. It was announced last week that Tammy Faye, which played the Almida Theatre in London in 2022, is making the trek overseas with its two leads intact. The biographic show chronicling the lives of Tammy Faye and Jim Baker will star Katie Braben and Andrew Rannells. This marks Braben's Broadway debut. Full casting will be announced at a later date. Tammy Faye features an original score by Sir Elton John, with lyrics by Jake Shears, a book by James Graham, choreography by Lynn Page, and direction by Rupert Gold. Previews begin October 19th at the Palace Theater before a November 14th official opening. Tickets will go on sale to the general public Wednesday, March 27th. On Friday, it was revealed that Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher will be returning to Broadway this fall in a new play called Left on 10th. It was adapted for the stage by Delia Ephron, based on her memoir of the same name. The New York Times reports that Left on 10th is about how Ephron simultaneously battled cancer and found love in the years after the death of her husband and sister. Margulies and Gallagher have extensive film and television credits, but both have appeared on Broadway before. Margulies currently stars in The Morning Show on Apple TV Plus and will make her first Broadway appearance in nearly 20 years. Susan Stroman directs, and Daryl Roth leads the producing team. Dates and a theater will be announced in the coming weeks. On Thursday, the new musical Water for Elephants officially opened on Broadway. Based on the best-selling novel and 2011 movie of the same name, it follows a Depression-era veterinary student who jumps on board a moving train in an attempt to outrun his family tragedy, and ends up finding work at a traveling circus. Reviews for the show were mostly positive, including a critic's pick designation by Jesse Green of the New York Times, who called it huge and heart-filling, stunning, emotional, and gorgeously imaginative. What a pleasure it is to be treated this way by a brand extension musical. A Broadway cast recording is currently in the works. The company is laying down vocal tracks today and tomorrow. The original score for the show was written by Pigpen Theatre Company, a 7-man indie folk group. The album will be released under Ghostlight Records later in the season. Release dates will be announced soon. Water for Elephants currently runs at the Imperial Theatre. And finally today, the play Appropriate resumes Broadway performances tonight at a new house, the Belasco Theater, for a commercial run. It had a sellout stint at the nonprofit Helen Hayes Theater, which concluded on March 3rd. Most of the principal cast, including Sarah Paulson, Corey Stahl, and Michael Esper, have made the transfer. Ella Beatty, the 23-year-old breakout star of Feud, replaces original cast member Elle Fanning. The critically acclaimed Appropriate is now running through June 23rd. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.